For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Illinois is often talked about as Chicago and the rest of the state. Friday night, Illinois Humanities is hosting a musical performance and panel discussion called The Country and the City, Common Ground in the Prairie State. I talked with two of the panelists, Leone Bicchieri, Director of Working Family Solidarity in Chicago, and Molly Parker, a reporter with the Southern Illinois newspaper. Let's start with some of the recent petitions to kick Chicago out of Illinois. Molly, you've reported on this in Southern Illinois. How is it connected to the subject of this panel discussion, the urban-rural divide?
There's been a longstanding dissatisfaction, I think, with a lot of folks in rural Illinois, but you know, it has to do with just the economic conditions people are facing and other things going on in society. I believe that leads to these feelings of looking for solutions, even if they're perhaps ill thought out as far as how it would affect us. But I think a lot of that is driven by just an expression of perhaps frustration and anger.
Leone, you work in Chicago on housing and labor issues. Do you hear a lot about a downstate or this split in your work?
I hear it sometimes. I work with a lot of folks who are just barely surviving, maybe a little above that, so low or moderate income families. So a lot of those folks are not looking far out of their neighborhoods, to be honest, sort of just survival mode. Some people like myself that are able to go around different parts of Illinois, and I've lived in rural areas, and I don't view it as a kind of a different world. But I think you have some folks in Chicago who feel like the rural parts of Illinois are a whole different culture and sort of a little bit of a different society.
You've both participated in conversations meant to address the urban-rural divide hosted by the Illinois Humanities, and their theme is finding common ground. What common ground did you find in these conversations?
I think what happens, especially when there is real or perceived economic difficulty, it's usually real, but I think sometimes, especially in this age of massive information and social media, you know, sometimes those frustrations get shaped towards a certain thing. And I think that's the danger. I think that's what a lot of these talks have helped us kind of calm down and relax and remember that we ourselves in northeastern Illinois and in Elgin and in Rockford and Bloomington all the way down in Carbondale, we together should look at those frustrations and our real or perceived differences and figure out where we go from there. Let's not let other people tell us that it's actually this group of people that has caused your problems, because that's very simplistic. It's sort of insulting to our intelligence. And I think a lot of times these talks just remind us, why don't you actually go get to know people and talk to them and then see what we can do together.
Molly, does that ring true for you too? Is that what you've heard in these conversations?
I mean, absolutely. Lately, I've been studying the history of the Shawnee Forest and about why we have these really interesting stone forts. They're very unique to the national forest system. And I read that, you know, it was because back in the day, way back, people were of limited resources. And so it was just a really vicious time and they were fighting each other. And so families were building these stone forts, which are pretty incredible to see, but basically to protect their food and resources. Obviously, we're not in that degree of a situation, but it reminds me of that when things are really tough. You know, like you said, you may be pointing at a group of people, a race of people, a geography of people, when you're just mad and you're without the ability to have a decent living like a lot of people used to have. And I think that a lot of that gets simplified again by pointing fingers when we're not coming together to really solve the problems. And I think a lot of these conversations are helpful in that way, that we see that is something we can come together as a state and come up with solutions that, you know, benefit everyone.
That was Molly Parker and Leone Bicchieri. The panel discussion starts at 5:30 Friday night at the Old State Capitol. A music performance by Grammy Award-winning soprano singer Christine Brewer and banjoist Noam Pikelny begins at 7. More information at ilhumanities.org. I'm Mary Hansen.